Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Kitchen Garden offers down-to-earth advice from the finest minds in gardening to make sure you get the tastiest produce from your plot. Packed every month with hints and tips on growing your own fruit and veg, it's perfect for beginners and experts alike.
We have 7 different offers available exclusive to our podcast listeners, so there's something for every budget. And don't forget that all subscribers are eligible to sign in to our Subs Club on the Kitchen Garden website.
So go to www.classicmagazines.co.uk/KG229 for all the details.
Hello folks, and welcome to episode 15 of the Kitchen Garden Podcast. This is our podcast for March. March out on the plot and in the polytunnel. We're going to concentrate on looking at some jobs to do this month. And we've got the magazine in front of us as usual, and I've got the team here of Emma Rawlings.
Hello.
And Tony Flanagan.
Hello there.
And all keeping their distance because I've got a horrible cold, so if I break down in a coughing fit shortly, you'll know what all the noise is about. Hopefully we'll be okay. Looking through jobs really. One of the first things I noticed was that Martin Fish, who writes our jobs for the month for us, has got an interesting top tip on potatoes. So rather than just leaving them to chip, he plants his. I don't know if anyone else has tried this.
They usually say to chit the early ones, don't they? The ones that you're going to dig up first. Just gets them off to an earlier start. I've never tried to sow them or plant them sort of unchitted and chitted and see what the difference was.
I've never tried them in small pots either. I mean, that's different, isn't it?
Yeah.
I suppose if you put them in small pots, you kind of get them off to an early start, don't you? Rather than putting them straight in the cold soil, you're getting them going.
It's a good idea.
Yeah, that's something our old friend Joe Maiden used to do. Which unfortunately we lost Joe a little while ago, but he used to plant his in pots, or even those trays you can get from the garden centre, you know, you get your pots in.
Yeah.
And he just, really shallow, he just stick those in a little bit of compost, and then by the time he came to plant in the middle, if he did it now in March, they'd even have little tubers on them.
March is very early, isn't it, to be doing a lot in the garden. We're all a bit keen to get going, aren't we?
We are.
It said that we've got a little piece in the jobs that mentions about soil temperature taking note of what the temperature is of the soil.
Well, he does say start them off undercover, doesn't he? Make sure your pots aren't outside, make sure they're in a greenhouse, a polytunnel, cold frame or something.
Yeah.
What was that old gardeners used to say about the soil and about when it warms up? When it's warm enough for you to sit bare-bummed on the soil,
that's right.
Then it's ready to sow.
Oh, we'll have to try that. Not something I think you'd want to see, to be honest.
Another one here that made me titter was the composting brassica stalks. Because anyone who's grown brassicas, cabbages and kale and that, they know how tough the stalks are. my neighbour used to say, well, the best way to break them up before you put them in the compost bin so they rot is to put them in a black bin liner and stick them on the drive and drive over them. He used to drive backwards and forwards over here, so yeah. I've always got visions of him doing that when I see compost your brassica stalks. I prefer to just hit them with a hammer myself if you chuck them in, but it worked.
I bet the neighbours wondered what you were doing, didn't they?
Yeah. I think we've got a body in the bag.
Get rid of snails as well.
Oh, no. No, that's just...
That's bloodthirsty.
That's just
terrible. Sorry, I don't actually do it. I just...
Oh, no.
Yes, we've got some other things about, as you say, it's a little bit early yet, so setting up cloches to warm your soil. And of course, there's probably still some soil preparation to do. I always feel very guilty at this time of year that the plot's not, you know, pristine and all raked down and all ready to take, ready for the seeds and the young plants. But well, it's no great rush.
No, I mean you find that. I mean when we had an allotment once, didn't we, Steve? We had a very very heavy clay soil, and in the autumn you could dig it. But over the winter, you couldn't get anywhere near it, could you? It was absolutely a mess when you got on it. And then suddenly, there was a certain point in spring when you could dig it again.
Yes,
you had to wait for that moment, which was probably March, early April, wasn't it, at one point?
I'll take your word for it. I think you used to do most of it.
Probably. That's why I know this. No, you don't. Yeah.
But no, that's right. Yeah, still, if you're on heavy soil, you've really got to wait, haven't you? Get a soil thermometer. That's a good tip. And just stick it in the soil, and once it gets to about 7, 45 I think, fairly constantly, not on just one nice warm day.
Yeah. What do you think of this idea of putting black polythene down then?
Yeah,
just to warm the soil up a little bit.
Yeah, doesn't it? Yeah.
Before you start sowing.
Even if you don't do the whole plot, just the bits that you intend to sow first, and keep moving it along. So yeah, good idea.
I think we did want to sow some carrots really early, sort of early March, under a cloche.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? Yeah, but don't you remember we actually sowed some later in April?
Yeah.
And then we took the cloche off the March ones, and in the end they were both exactly the same. So there was absolutely no advantage at all.
I see. Yeah. So you do panic, and then
you
find that it's all caught up anyway.
In fact, one of the top tips is really wait just till you start to see a good bit of weed growth. Weed seeds are coming up. Because that means that the soil is definitely the prime time for sowing.
Yeah, definitely.
Imagine my plot seems to have weeds all the time. Why is that?
Because of a few things that have been growing over the winter. So Martin's mentioning things like picking your flower sprouts, which I'm told are going to be really huge this year.
Yes. Kaylets is another name.
That's something you should be wearing, isn't it?
Kale Brussels sprout cross.
That's it. Yeah.
They are nice though, I have to say. I've tried them.
Really
nice. Yeah, I did like them. But they're nice because they're small. Unlike where you get kale leaves sometimes, or you know, they're quite big, aren't they? You discard a lot of it. Whereas the kaylets are all kind of tiny, tiny little young leaves, all packed together, and they're really sweet.
Yeah, not too many pests at this time of year, I suppose.
No,
too bad. Give them a wash to knock off the white fly, and you're away. There's also feeding your spring cabbages. So if you planted out onto the plot last year, so September time. Just to help them establish and grow away with spring greens. Just giving them a bit of a feed now.
Yeah, Martin, who mentions fast-acting ones, dried blood or nitrochal.
Just a little sprinkle and hoe it in. He's also planting his broad bean plants. Because they're hardy, aren't they?
So. Yeah, I mean, he'd have obviously sown those in the autumn. It's a classic time to sow, isn't it? Keep them over winter somewhere frost-free, greenhouse, cold frame. Yeah. And then March is a good time to plant them out.
Yeah,
it's always good to grow a few extra as well, because if you have a couple of failures, you can always, you know, fill in the gaps, can't you?
Yeah.
He's growing the Sutton and Robin Hood, so he's going for some dwarf varieties.
Yeah.
I've often grown the Sutton. I've not tried Robin Hood.
No.
But, because obviously throughout early in the year they're quite exposed, aren't they? Quite often they get damaged by the wind, and you have to put netting around them and that sort of thing. So dwarf varieties are often better for, especially for exposed areas.
So what else can you sow now then? What do you think so?
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
So, maybe sow indoors. I mean, certainly you could probably start off some of your tomatoes now indoors.
Yeah.
If you've got a greenhouse that you're going to put them in, otherwise maybe wait a little bit longer if they're going to be outdoor planted.
Yeah, I normally sow mine about middle of the month in the greenhouse, or towards the end of the month, even more April for outside. But we look forward to sowing the tomatoes.
Yeah, well, I always start too early, and guess what happens? You get leggy, don't they?
Leggy, oh, yes.
Too much.
It's often well, the light level is still not quite, light. Not quite there yet, is it?
Yeah, it's not just the heat, is it?
Well, you can sow a few salad leaves and trays, can you, perhaps, and ready to plant out on the plot when it's a little bit warmer?
Oh, and peppers, if you haven't already done that.
Yeah, they need quite a long growing season.
Yeah, so probably a last chance really this month to sow them so they get a nice long season for ripening.
Parsnips are always often sown, sort of traditionally sown February, March, aren't they? But actually that's another one that people sow a bit too early again.
Yeah.
I bet in some parts of the country, in the south, maybe you can get away with sowing them March. But otherwise, maybe a very early April might be a good time.
Yeah. You can even go into May if you just want sort of baby roots, can't you?
So yeah.
Plenty of time, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, what else? Oh, finish your planting your bare root fruit trees. Yeah, it really is the last chance to do that.
Yeah, it's while they're dormant.
The seasons seem to get earlier, don't they? So, used to be sort of safe to, I can remember times of planting towards the end of March, but I think things are well underway by that time now. Well, have been the last few years.
I mean, you can get fruit in pots, can't you, from garden centres, but, and you can more or less, in theory, so plant them all year round if you make sure they're well watered and looked after, but traditionally bare-rooted, I think, is best, isn't it, when they're dormant. And you can also get a greater range of varieties, can't you, from a lot of these nurseries.
Yeah.
Specialist nurseries.
Yeah,
so it's worth doing that, really.
Yeah. Strawberries as well, Martin's planted here. And dividing his mint, it's another one, a brilliant job. If you leave it in a pot for too long, or it just doesn't seem to grow, does it?
Well, it gives a massive of roots, doesn't it?
Yeah. It gets not bound.
Then you only need a little bit of root and it will grow, so.
Yeah, where we live by our house, there's mint there from the beginning, you know, and gosh, it spreads, it's a nuisance.
It can be, can't it?
You know, the roots are really hard to pull up, they're pretty difficult.
Yeah.
So, put them in a pot, definitely.
Yeah.
Mulching, washing's a good one. That's a traditionally a good spring job, isn't it?
It is, yes.
Particularly mulching around maybe the base of your raspberries.
Yeah, I just emptied my compost bins a few weeks ago.
The timing's right to empty the bins and then use it as a mulch. And of course, the mulches keep the moisture in the ground, which obviously there's a lot of moisture in the ground at this time of year. So if you do it now before it dries out, then that'll help to conserve the moisture.
Yeah.
And also probably keep some of the weeds down. Yeah. Assuming the mulch doesn't contain a lot of weeds in it.
That's the trouble.
Yeah. So I'm not very disciplined. I throw in the beans. So there's often some seeds going there as well, I think. But to just get the hoe out, that's all. And we've got Joyce with her undercover jobs as well.
Well, which is good. Well, you guys are going to be good at this year, because you're going to get a new polytunnel, aren't you, Steve?
Yes, hoping to.
Tony's got a nice big polytunnel.
Oh, yes.
I'm not envious.
Well, one's getting a bit like yours looked.
Mine's but, yeah, 15 years.
I mean, grew a lot of tomatoes and cucumbers last year. Fantastic for that.
But I mean, you can extend the season. I mean, obviously, we've just been talking about how you can't do an awful lot in March, or you've got to be a bit careful. Certainly, with undercover new polytunnels, you can get going.
I see Joyce is recommending sowing courgettes for an early crop in early March, which I wouldn't normally sow till the end of March at the earliest, probably first week in April. Planting outside, because our last frosts are probably at the beginning of June. But of course, in a polytunnel, so much earlier. So she'll be having courgettes when mine are still little plants. She's growing some companion plants as well, nasturtiums. Which is something I always forget to do. Nasturtiums and marigolds to mix up with your tomatoes. Do you think that works? Have you tried that?
Nasturtiums.
Bunch of cynics, aren't we?
Yes.
I think we get another go this year.
Let's try it.
I'm certainly going to try the marigold trick to try and keep the white fly
off
my tomatoes. And although last year, for some strange reason, I haven't had any white fly, but I won't risk it. I'm bound to get some this year. Besides, it's nice to see a bit of colour, isn't it?
Yeah.
The colour in the greenhouse in the polytunnel.
Yeah, she's grown quite a few salads there, isn't she?
Yeah, different lettuces and things. It's nice to mix it up a little bit, because there's so many different colours, isn't there? Leaves with the lettuces. Probably red ones, as well as the old green. And she's doing some top tips for small greenhouses this time, because obviously not everyone's got room for
courgettes.
Yes, courgettes.
Well, even the small greenhouses are quite good for just starting off a few salad leaves. So again, you'll be several weeks earlier than if you had just put them straight outside, sow them straight outside.
Yeah.
You can get some troughs and pots and just sow.
Lots of baby leaves.
Salad leaves and mixture of salad leaves.
Good for a couple of growing bags for the tomatoes or something as well.
Yeah,
perfect.
But what have we got to watch out for? Slugs and snails.
Always
a problem.
I'm determined this year to try and deter those little beasts.
Yes.
I don't know how. I've got to come up with something. I wish I could come up with something. I could make a fortune if I could come up with something.
Yes, I think I just heard on the radio someone looking after a snail with a crack in its shell and nursing it back to good health and
really?
Setting it free into the wild again. Yes.
Making its way to your new polytunnel.
The last 5 minutes it made its way to my garden.
Trying to forgive, but
how do they what were they sort of super gluing it back?
No idea.
I have wanted to try the trick of painting them and throwing them or taking them a few
yards away
and then see if they come back.
Yeah, they say they're home, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. some time. But yeah, get back in the end. Yeah, well, that's a roundup of most of the jobs that we've got lined up in March. As mind you, I say that, there's an awful lot more throughout the magazine. So yeah, we hope you enjoy the podcast, but do have a look at the magazine, and it's a great time of year, of course, because everything's really starting to get going in the garden, so have a look and see what you can be sowing and growing in March with Kitchen Garden.
Kitchen Garden offers down-to-earth advice from the finest minds in gardening to make sure you get the tastiest produce from your plot. Packed every month with hints and tips on growing your own fruit and veg, it's perfect for beginners and experts alike.
We have 7 different offers available, exclusive to our podcast listeners, so there's something for every budget. And don't forget that all subscribers are eligible to sign in to our Subs Club on the Kitchen Garden website.
So go to www.classicmagazines.co.uk/KG229 for all the details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.